Welcome to Constructive Curiosity, a podcast that promotes personal growth, authenticity, and helping others through inspirational messages, techniques for success, and interviews with extraordinary people. Follow and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram at Constructive Curiosity or listen on your preferred podcast platform. The journey begins now.
Welcome, fellow seekers of knowledge, to another enlightening episode of Constructive Curiosity. Today, we embark on a transformative journey into the realm of the mind, exploring the profound impact of mindset on achieving success. I'm your host, Casey Sprague, and invite you to join me as we unravel the layers of the quote, "Every success is achieved in your mind first," and discover how to harness the power of mindset to unlock your full potential. Our journey begins with a deep dive into the essence of the quote. What does it truly mean for success to originate in the mind? In this segment, we will peel back the layers of the quote and examine the intricate relationships between thoughts, beliefs, actions, and form the power of visualization and influence of self-talk. We uncover the fundamental roles of mindset in shaping our reality and achieving our goals. So what does that really mean? Having a positive mindset helps you build resilience and improves your mental health. It gives you enhanced problem-solving skills, increased motivation, improved relationships, improve physical health benefits, optimism in uncertain situations, greater resilience when setbacks happen, enhanced performance, and overall greater well-being in your life. So you have to be looking at things through a more positive light to prepare your mind for the success that you need to achieve.
Guess what? You just proved that advertising on podcasts works. Reach thousands of local listeners each week and grow your business. Reach out to Constructive Curiosity to find out more by emailing contactus@constructivecuriosity.com.
Now that we understand the significance of mindset, how can we cultivate a mental landscape that nurtures success? We're going to be talking about ways to explore core principles that lead to success-oriented mindset. And with those, we're going to be giving you actionable strategies that will let you achieve your success and get the right mindset that you're going to need in order. So I know what you're probably thinking. This is a lot of things to try to build into your already hectic and busy schedule. But there are some ways that you can start building in small steps and making yourself going in the right direction. One is practice morning gratitude. So start your day by reflecting on three things that you're grateful for. Write them down in a gratitude journal or simply take a moment to express gratitude silently in your mind. Positive affirmations. Repeat positive affirmations to yourself throughout the day. Choose affirmations that resonate with you, such as, "I am capable," "I am worthy of love and success," or "I am resilient in the face of challenges." Always do some mindful breathing. It only takes a few minutes. But just sit down each morning and practice some mindful breathing. You sit quietly, close your eyes, focus on your breath as it enters and leaves your body. This can help calm your mind and set a positive tone for the day. Visualize your success. Spend a few minutes visualizing yourself accomplishing your goals and living your best life. Imagine yourself overcoming the obstacles with ease and achieving success in the various areas of your life. Challenge your negative thoughts as they arise. You get hit with negative thoughts each day. Something I always like to talk with people about is basically your day is a balloon. You know, a good thing happens to you, it inflates, it gets bigger. Something bad happens to you, it deflates, it gets smaller. It's going to happen, but you can react, or you can't help your initial emotional reaction, but you can develop how you're going to fully react to that situation. So ask yourself if there's any evidence to support the negative thought and reframe it in a positive light. Practice acts of kindness. Look for opportunities to perform acts of kindness for others. This could be as simple as offering a compliment, lending a listening ear, or performing a random act of kindness for a stranger. Acts of kindness not only benefit others, but also boost your own mood and sense of well-being. Take breaks for self-care throughout the day. Incorporate moments of self-care into your day to recharge and rejuvenate. This could include taking a short walk in nature, enjoying a cup of tea or coffee, practicing yoga or stretching, or listening to calming music. Celebrate the small wins. That is something that we very much struggle with as a society. As we focus on the big picture, we don't understand that, you know, every little success should be viewed as a step in the right direction. So you need to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they are. Take a moment to pat yourself on the back for completing tasks, making progress toward your goals, or overcoming challenges. Surround yourself with positivity. So when you surround yourself with positive influences by seeking out uplifting content, spending time with supportive friends and family, or listening to motivational podcasts or audiobooks, you're going to be getting yourself in the right mindset and getting out of the negative drain that is a lot of social media and content out there right now. So reflect and review. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on your experiences, identify moments of positivity and gratitude, review your achievements and challenges, and set the intentions for how you want to approach the next day with a positive mindset.
Looking for a great book? Check out Once Left the Field of Valor. When Damien Shaw finds a blood-stained envelope after a battle, he is struck by a series of debilitating flashbacks that threaten to unhinge him. The letter leads him on a grueling journey of penance to present it to its intended recipient. This addicting page-turner is filled with action, suspense, romance, and perseverance. It will keep you on edge to the very end and leave you wanting more. Get your printed edition or ebook today on Amazon.
So remember, success isn't just a destination, it's a state of mind. By embracing the power of our thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes, we can unlock the door to infinite possibilities and achieve greatness beyond measure. That'll do it for this episode of Motivation Minutes here on Constructive Curiosity. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review or comment to help others find Constructive Curiosity. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Constructive Curiosity, Instagram at Constructive_Curiosity, and X at Cases for XCC. Join us next time so you'll always be in the know to grow. Until then, stay curious, stay resilient, and keep growing.
Thank you for listening to Constructive Curiosity. Visit constructivecuriosity.com to learn more about our mental performance training, career coaching, and business management consulting services. Constructive Curiosity has the insight to get it right. Thank you for listening, and keep being the best version of yourself.